The Purple Project Podcast, back on the air once again. Eddie Greer back for another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily, middle of the week on this Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. Here, real quick here, obviously, once again, dominating the headlines for K-State. Of course, K-State's already affected by this already. The Texas and Oklahoma situation, they're going to be most likely taking off of the SEC. A lot more coming up on the weekly podcast coming up when it comes out on Friday, either Thursday or Friday. And we're going to be recording that tonight as well with my co-host Alex Aiden, who lives in San Diego, California. But I do want to read this statement here from the Big 12 and from the Big... Well, actually, from the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlesby here. The Big 12 Conference has learned that the University of Oklahoma and the University of Texas have submitted formal requests to the SEC to be considered for memberships beginning with the 2025-26 athletic year. The events of recent days have verified the two schools have been contemplating and planning for the transition for months, and this formal application is the culmination of those processes. We are unwavering in the belief that the Big 12 provides an outstanding platform for its members' athletic and academic successes. We will face the challenges head-on and have confidence that the Big 12 will continue to be vibrant and successful entirely in the near term and into the foreseeable future. So interesting thoughts there from the Commissioner Bowlesby of the Big 12, and just listening to and obviously getting educated a lot more on this issue. Obviously, I'm definitely want Alex's thoughts on that. You're going to get a whole lot of this. Unfortunately, K-State is smack right in the middle of this. Obviously, KU is in there as well. This shouldn't be the Big 12 anymore. Obviously, you don't have 12 teams in it. A&M, and really it started with Colorado. And then later on, then you had A&M and Missouri bolt for the SEC, and now two more teams in another 3 years will bolt for the SEC as all arrows are pointing that direction, like I talked about on a little bit on Monday on the Daily Podcast. So, as far as this goes, the Big 12, you know, it should keep its name and whatnot. Will K-State bolt for the Mountain West? A lot of rumblings here in Manhattan have already started. Obviously, if you're a K-State student or an alum, you probably, well, at least some fan, K-State fans, some of you guys will love to stay in the Big 12, or you want to call it the Big 12. More I think about this, the more, you know, K-State should probably look elsewhere, maybe, or even if K-State is even planning on staying here. Obviously, the new president, President Myers, is going to be retiring at the end of the calendar year, but he's already probably have a plan in place, obviously. But there's just so many angles that you have to look at, and for an aspect, okay, as an alum, as a fan of K-State, obviously, you gotta wonder, as for everybody else, you know, what's next for K-State, obviously, with Texas and Oklahoma having this huge revenue, especially with the TV deals. And when, like I said, there's so much that you can just dive in and look into that, you know, I don't know where this is going to go next, but obviously, you still have, obviously, the 2021 season to deal with, and the three, or at least, is it three seasons, three more years after this, or two? Somewhere in there, but you still have, there's still a lot of, I mean, yes, the plan is already in set because Texas and Oklahoma has been working on it, and really, from what I'm hearing, Texas has been working on this for months, even before making this announcement, apparently. So they've been going behind the commissioner's back and doing it, and probably Oklahoma joined them in that conversation, in that plan as well. So that's two of your big teams. I said this Monday that Obviously, Oklahoma has been a staple when it definitely comes to football. They've been on top of this conference for a long, long-ass time. And, you know, Texas, after they've underperformed. So, you know, I mean, with all that talent down there, you would think they would be competitive, Pete, right there. But Baylor's up there. And obviously, when you look at the Big 12 championship last year, what name comes up? Oklahoma. And Iowa State is one of the teams that are staying in this quote-unquote Big 12 conference for right now, as it is anyway. So you don't have any more. If they obviously they're leaving, right? So which college team stands out? You think obviously K-State's in there, but you know K-State's been on a up and down rebound process. Iowa State, you take Texas and Oklahoma out of this picture. You look at Iowa State. Matt Campbell returning to that program. Well, the way that he's built that program. I'm talking about football. I'm not talking about you know, basketball or anything like that. I'm talking about football in general. Iowa State's been on the rise the last couple weeks, and obviously they're going to have the talent, obviously, with the quarterback-running back duo of Brock Purdy and Breece Hall, right? So K-State's affected by all matters, and the money. The money is going to be the thing here. You're going to take a huge hit in that. So who do you bring in? Do you stay? Do you look at other options and things like that? So who's the big name that's left in this list? And everybody's talking about West Virginia. Let's not forget about West Virginia. Let's not forget about the team in the Northeast, right? You know, what do they do? Do they even stay? Do they go to the SEC, but the ACC conference? There's just a lot of dominoes have yet to be kicked to the curb or at least turned over, at least. So there's just a lot of cards have yet to be dealt, and already Texas and Oklahoma have dealt theirs. They're going to be bolting out of this conference. And what does the athletic director, what does Gene Taylor, I have not seen or come across any thoughts about that, but K-State, what do they do next? So we'll just have to see what happens. But stay, buckle up, K-State Nation. we're talking about the future. We talked about this year's games already, but buckle up, folks. This is going to be a winding, long road to see where K-State even stays in this conference or looks elsewhere. But, yep, that's just kind of a look at what Bob Boesby said yesterday, putting out a statement there. So, and there's just been a lot of fallout from this. So, and this is only the beginning. So, we'll see what's next in this Texas Oklahoma saga, whatnot. What does K-State do, at least as far as the future down the road goes for their athletic program? So Eddie Greer, I'm going to leave it there for now. There's a lot to unpack, obviously. We're going to be recording the weekly edition tonight, obviously around the Olympics as well. Oh, there's been a lot already has happened over there at Tokyo, especially from yesterday. Whew, man, there's just so much going on. I can talk another 15 minutes, but I'm going to leave it there and get ready for the rest of the day. You enjoy, you guys, K-State Nation, Wildcat Nation, enjoy your Wednesday. It's going to be a hot one out there today, so that's a wrap for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We will talk to you in the next edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Remember, you can find the Pro Project Podcast Daily / weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of Triple P.